Do you ever have doubts before a sales call? I mean, if you're calling on someone that you know has been a happy, competitive user, do you expect to be shot down? Tell the truth. Hello, my friends. My name is Mace Haroff, and I want to welcome you to another episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. And if you noticed, I also have a video recording of my podcast, so you could find them at the Medical Sales channel on YouTube. Whichever route you've chosen, I'm glad you are here. Let's jump into it. So, do you have doubts before a sales call? Lots of people do, especially in situations where you know that the person you're calling on has been a longtime user of a competitive product. Maybe he's even friends with the sales representative who sells that product. Maybe he is a spokesperson for the company. Whatever it is, sometimes you just don't have a high level of confidence going into the sales call. This is common. You know who your easy customers are. In other words, you know the ones who are open to trying new things. You know the ones who like you. You know the ones who have bought from you in the past. And you know the ones who haven't. So it's pretty easy to walk into a sales call not having great expectations for how it's going to turn out. But a lot of times with the tough ones, you're probably just grateful that they gave you the time. You're probably happy that you get to spend some time with them and talk about your product. But because you don't have that same level of expectations like you have with the more friendly ones, they can feel it. Yeah, they can. Customers can tell when you don't really expect to get the sale. It's palpable. Selling to doctors and other healthcare professionals, let's be honest, it can be intimidating. But it's even more intimidating if you haven't sold yourself first. So what's the big deal? You've heard me talk about this before. What's the big deal about selling to yourself first? Well, why do you have to have an unyielding belief that your product is a better choice for the healthcare professionals that you call on? Why? And a better choice for their patients, probably even more important. Because when you do, it makes it harder for you to accept no for an answer. I worked with a sales rep, her name was Carol. And Carol was unbelievable. I never saw somebody take a sales call so personal. And a lot of times we're trained to believe that it's not personal. Look, if they don't buy, it's not you, it's the product. Well, Carol took it very, very personal. And she believed that if they didn't buy, there was something they don't get. There's something they're not seeing. And I was with her one time when a doctor said, well, you know, Carol, thanks so much. It seems pretty good. I'll think about it. And she said, doctor, you know, I'm kind of amazed. You know, we talked about this and you agreed that there were some real benefits here. Please tell me what you will be thinking about. I mean, because if it's something I could help you with now, I'd like to know. And the doctor said, well, you know, to be honest with you, Carol, you know, I'm pretty happy with what I have. I'm going to stay with that. And she says, what do you mean you're going to stay with that? I said, yeah, doctor, we just talked about how this is going to give you more time, how it's going to save you time, how it's going to reduce costs for your practice, and how, more importantly, your patients are going to get a better result. She said, you just told me no. So nobody tells me no if they understand what I'm talking about. Nobody. And the doctors who told me no, once they understood what it was that I was offering them and how it benefits them and their patients, they didn't say no. They changed to a yes. So right now, there's something you don't understand, something you don't get. Can we just take a moment and find out what it is? Because, doctor, this is important to me, yes, but it's more important to you and more important to your patients. Can we just take a moment to talk about this? She was so impassioned and animated, I really thought he was going to throw her out of the office. But it came from a place of genuine concern that the doctor said, yeah, okay, all right. I don't think it'll do this. You know, you said it'll do this. I don't think it'll do that. Show me how it'll do that. And it completely re-energized the sales conversation. And it all started off with, no, no. What do you mean no? Her closing ratio was dramatically higher than anyone else in her company, dramatically. And she had the same product training. She had probably somewhat better selling skills than them, which helped, than her colleagues. But she had an unyielding belief in what she sold, and it made all the difference in the world. So, what does this mean to you? If you are having any doubts before your next sales call about if you expect anything other than the customer to say, yes, let's do this, then you have to sell yourself first. It means going back to the product, doing your homework, and gosh, medical reps hate to do this. I know you're busy with sales calls and support calls, customer service, paperwork, driving all over the place, booking your travel. I know there's a lot to do. But if you have doubts, you have to go back to the basics. You have to look at the product and you have to clearly identify for yourself where are the advantages over what the customer is using now. Where are you better? Where can you make a difference? How will the customer benefit? How will the patient benefit? Will these benefits surpass whatever benefits the customer has now? And how so? Because if they don't, why would he want to move forward with you? And why are you making this sales call? If you don't believe you have something that can produce a better outcome, why are you making the sales call? Now, chances are you do. Sometimes, even if you sell a commodity, if you take two products that are the same, the difference could be you, your perspective, the way you present it, the service that you deliver that goes along with the product. That can be the deal maker for you. What does your company offer that the competitive company doesn't? How can you create a better customer and patient experience? So look at it this way. If you were the healthcare professional and you had the choice of using the customer's competitive product or yours, which would you choose? Why? Pick the top three reasons you think the customer uses the competitive product and decide how you might overcome it. You're going to try. You're going to present three. They all three might fail, but you have to know ahead of time how you're going to attempt to show that there is a superior benefit somewhere in the equation for the customer and the patient. If your confidence isn't greatly enhanced when you do this, then call your manager. Call one of the other sales associates. Ask them what their thoughts are. How would you overcome this? You might even want to call a product manager because product managers live, eat, and sleep this. Maybe talk to the designing engineer. If there's a designing physician, talk to that person or ask someone to speak to them on your behalf. How would you overcome this benefit in a competitive product? Whatever it is, here's the message. Don't make that call until you have an absolute belief that you're offering something more to the customer and the customer's patient. Because if you don't believe it, they're not going to believe it. They have to feel it. They have to see it. They have to sense it in every part of your being. You got to believe that this sales call is going to be great. They're going to love it. You have to make them confident with your own confidence and belief. And don't forget that nothing makes you more confident than getting expert training. That's what we do at Medical Sales Academy, and this podcast is sponsored by Medical Sales Academy. Imagine if you knew what to do to stay in control of your next sales conversation. Imagine if you knew how to approach the customer in ways that make them curious, make them want to talk to you, have them asking you questions about your product, and gives you the confidence and the skills to move forward handling objections and closing the sale like the top 1% in the industry. That's what we teach at Medical Sales Academy, and I invite you to learn more by going to medicalsalesacademy.com. medicalsalesacademy.com. If you have any questions, please email them to me, and I'd be happy to make sure your questions get answered. I want to help you to be the best that you want to be. So thank you for spending some time with me today on this episode of the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. And don't forget that as you move forward in your medical sales career, that nothing is more important than who? Yep, the patient. The patient, my friends, always comes first. Okay, why are you still sitting here? Go out and sell something. That can make a difference. I look forward to speaking to you again on the next podcast. I'm Mace Haroff. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.